world are called upon to believe it. But it appears that Thomas did not believe the resurrection, and as they say, would not believe without having ocular and manual demonstration himself. So neither will I. And the reason is equally as good for me and for every other person as for Thomas. The best surviving evidence we now have respecting this affair is the Jews. They are regularly descended from the people who live in this in the times this resurrection and ascension is said to have happened, and they say it is not true. It has long appeared to me a strange inconsistency to cite the Jews as a proof of the truth of the story. It is just the same as if a man were to say, I will prove the truth of what I have told you by producing the people who say it is false. That such a person as Jesus Christ existed and that he was crucified, which was the mode of execution at that day, are historical relations strictly within the limits of probability. He preached most excellent morality and the equality of man, but he preached also against the corruptions and avarice of the Jewish priests, and this brought upon him the hatred and vengeance of the whole order of priesthood. The accusation which those priests brought against him was that of sedition and conspiracy against the Roman government, to which the Jews were then subject and tributary. It is not improbable that the Roman government might have some secret apprehensions of the effects of his doctrine, as well as the Jewish priests. Between the two, this virtuous reformer and revolutionist lost his life. But if objects for gratitude and admiration are our desire, do they not present themselves every hour to our eyes? Do we not see a fair creation prepared to receive us the instant we are born, a world furnished to our hands that costs us nothing? Is it we that light up the sun, that pour down the rain and fill the earth with abundance? Whether we sleep or wake, the vast machinery of the universe still goes on. I know that this bold investigation will alarm many, but it would be paying too great a compliment to their credulity to forbear it upon that account. The times and the subject demand it to be done. The suspicion that the theory of what is called a Christian church is fabulous is becoming very extensive in all countries, and it will be a consolation to men staggering under that suspicion and doubting what to believe and what to disbelieve to see the object freely investigated. When the church mythologists established their system, they collected all the writings they could find and managed them as they pleased. It is a matter altogether of uncertainty to us whether such of the writings as now appear under the name of the Old and New Testaments are in the same state in which those collectors say they found them, or whether they added, altered, abridged, or dressed them up. Be this as it may, they decided by vote which of the books out of the collection they have made should be the Word of God and which should not. They rejected several. They voted others to be doubtful, such as the books called the Apocrypha. And those books which had a majority of votes were voted to be the Word of God. Had they voted otherwise, all the people, since calling themselves Christians, had believed otherwise, for the belief of the one comes from the vote of the other. Who the people were that did all this, we know nothing of. They called themselves by the general name of the church, and this is all we know of the matter. When Samson ran off with the gateposts of Gaza, if he ever did so, and whether he did or not is nothing to us, or when he visited his Delilah, or caught his foxes, or did anything else, what has revelation to do with these things? If they were facts, he could tell them himself, or his secretary, if he kept one, could write them. If they were worth either telling or writing, and if they were fictions, revelation could not make them true, and whether true or not, we are neither the better nor the wiser for knowing them. When we contemplate the immensity of that being who directs and governs the incomprehensible whole, of which the utmost ken of human sight can discover but a part, we ought to feel shame at calling such paltry stories the Word of God. Thomas Paine, political writer, statesman, and author of Common Sense, The Declaration of Independence, Rights of Man, and the Age of Reason. To my fellow citizens of the United States of America, I put the following above work under your protection. It contains my opinions upon religion. You will do me the justice to remember that I have always strenuously supported the right of every man to his own opinion, however different that opinion might be to mine. He who denies to another this right makes a slave of himself to his present opinion, because he precludes himself the right of changing it. The most formidable weapon against errors of every kind is reason. I have never used any other, and I trust I never shall. Your affectionate friend and fellow citizen, Thomas Paine, Second year of the French Republic, one and indivisible, January 27th, 1794. End of quoting. I had wanted to allow this writing of today to have fallen on the 27th of January, so that you can see that some anniversaries have merit. However, it would seemingly interfere with the orderly flow of journals, and we must not, it appears, allow the orderly flow of journals to the computerization of page numbers and labels. What I have done, however, will save Dharma a writing, for I will insist that it be presented again on that date a week from now. That is, however, the only edition of what was once called the Liberator and now Contact to carry this reason timely. As we struggle here to protect our own people from the brand of cult and other grouping names, we are continually bashed about by those who actually come our way and claim to be one of us, whatever that could mean. For if you are anything at all, you would realize right off that we claim nothing save truth in presentation. There is only one God creator, and yet there are unlimited creations, and it has come to be that you are now dying in a time of chaos and irrational thoughts and actions. You have most definitely reached the age of chaotic non-reason and foolishness, as might be offered by Thomason painfulness. So be it, and when the 2x4 of reason strikes thee across the brow, may it not be too late for your journey's perfection. Signed, Yergo Sirius Hatton.
You don't want to give them the title?
Okay, the label of this journal, The Age of Stupid Foolishness, or Religion versus Reason and Politics versus Truth. Of all the tyrannies that affect mankind, Paine's quote again, reason and free inquiry are the only effectual agents against error. That's a quote by Thomas Jefferson.
Thank you. Without reason, there isn't any point in making a journey. You have to have a goal, and unless you want to just wishy-washy drift on the sea of foolishness, you must always be moving towards something. When you relinquish your power to those who would feed their opinion upon you, you've erred. You have all the universe. You are one with God Creator. If only you will recognize that relationship. You don't have to be this victim out here, either of the IRS, the government thugs, those men in the pulpits. You don't have any way, in most instances, to know for self. And therefore, all you can do is glean information in that has reason or is unreasonable. And your eyes will lie to you. Over and over and over, your eyes and then your ears. Well, that sounds like such a neat song. How could that person singing it not be perfection? Well, usually, if the person is popular enough, there is far less than just perfection. Last evening, stumbling around on the TV panel, comes Channel 18. Doesn't mean anything. You see, everything is relative to something else. What the soup does that mean? Like all your alphabet soup that they pour into you, the IRS, FBI, CIA, NBC, ABC. Well, this is some country, Grand Ole Opry type station. And there he was in all his glory, Alex Houston and Elmer. And the moment that Dorma stumbled onto it, she snatched up the recorder, but unfortunately did not bring the tape over here today. We were going to share just that little 5-minute blurb because he was into his production. Now, after he finishes, the Statler brothers come and they sing some beautiful, beautiful Christian song about the blood of the Lamb. There is power in the blood. There ain't nothing in the blood. There is power in the Word. And then came Crystal Gale and the other beautiful little butterflies. Thin and vacant. And how could you know? Well, as you move along your journey, you get information. You don't have to believe Kathy O'Brien. But you know what? As it goes along, the truth is revealed. And ones who denied Whitewater, all of the intrigue now going on with Bilious, is really, it should be totally awakening to you. And yet it's only being put on the TV in little bits and pieces. If you have an opportunity to watch C-SPAN and watch what is unfolding there, and watch the ones trying to protect and the others trying to prosecute, and no one really trying to get at the truth. It's another game, and everybody's stalling for time. You don't have a government. You don't have a government. And what happens? Mr. Clinton has to go to Barbara Jordan's funeral. Well, I handed it to him. He had to get on that plane. But he was scared spitless. And he should have been. If she had been with him, they would have taken out that plane. It was fully planned to bring this to a stop so that you can get some kind of government working before Mr. Rubin gives you another bunch of money and makes a bargain with the Federal Reserve. And yet how can you function without any kind of government? You are borderline anarchy. The stock market sitting there doing this while all of you, it's up today. The heck it is. And when it falls, it will fall smashingly. But they have to hide it from you while they're playing their political games. And these political games, actually at this point, there are no alternatives. So you're just going to have to go through it. Ones would ask me, but sir, what should we be doing with our finances? Well, you're lucky if you have some. You are very fortunate if you have any kind or semblance of a job because you're getting ready to throw out the welfare system. Look at your weather. Places in Minnesota, 50, 60, 70 degrees below zero, and that does not include the wind chill factor. Floods in New York. It's all over. It's all over. You are in chaos. And I will repeat for this record what happened last week and why they had to bring in the shuttle in the middle of the night. If you weren't here, you would have missed it. The Cosmospheres took out the shuttle and both satellites up there that they planned to use to take out California, the entire coast, from north to south along the San Andreas. That was no little run-through drill on the 17th in commemoration of earthquakes in Kobe, Japan, and Northridge. They were set up to receive on the Elysian Park fault and a side fault. They had to get the implements, the tools that they would need over on the side of that fault so that they could use them. They had to get all of the equipment out and moved. So they called it a drill. But the ones who set up that drill were ashen-faced. It was fully ordered that fault would go. And so the cosmosphere just took out that the instrumentality that you call space, because the shuttle crew was sitting over in Australia. So the next problem is, what do we do with them? Do we blow them away, let them burn up in the atmosphere? They chose to land them in the middle of the night, you see.
Thank you for the pause.
There is amazing amounts of intrigue going on. And it would seem, especially to you ones who are involved here, all you really want to do is put aside a little spelt, do a little gardening. And I'm not going to allow what is happening to continue to happen. That farm out there is not up for grabs for anybody who decides he wants to farm or run a tractor or come and pluck weeds or hull cotton. That's not going to happen. There's only two people that I would actively go after simply because of their being caught up in the system, and I don't know if they would even consider coming, but they have entree to other people that I want. And one of them was Willie Nelson. So I would like the Crank of Oz. There's just Kevin and Ernest anymore. They've had to lease out their farm. You know, we had to go to Leavenworth because he sold a couple of pigs to feed the others that were dying. And your government, your Janet Reno, sent him to Leavenworth Federal Prison. And if he and Kevin would come here, that would be the greatest blessing that we could have. But otherwise, I have to say this to you ones out there, because there are at least six people now planning to come here and planning to learn how to farm. And they're willing to do whatever, you know, whatever commander says. I resent that. I resent that. These are businesses. And until we can get away from that whatever commander says, or that commander is. Ed Cleary told you what he thought of that commander. And this commander will tell you right now that I think less of Ed Cleary. This man should know better. This man was 35 years a priest in that Roman church. And to join and try to destroy his fellow travelers is unacceptable to me. Especially with what graciousness and gifting was given from you people. You want to think, well, they don't know what they do. Well, they certainly must not. Because some of those ones involved are not any longer young. And what are you going to do as you pass through that veil if you cannot see through it at all? Or you can change in the whim of a moment. And you can go forth from this place, and there's one thing you can say: I have never changed my story. I will never change my story. I know God, I know truth, and I may miss a date. But you better get to knowing what's important. It is the concept. There are angels, there are aliens, they are all available for your help and your assistance. The reality is not on your place, you are a total illusion. And yet you're a manifest illusion. It doesn't matter what you wish. It doesn't matter your druthers. I'm going to learn to ascend and escape it. You will not. You did this. And because you chose this, this is where you are. Well, I wish I hadn't done it. Well, TUF.
Right.
And there's no perfection in your place. You're in school. You're babies. So we can come to the discussion about, well, the age of reason is what has destroyed the church. You haven't even begun to think about entering the age of reason. So more closely tied to the truth would be the age of industrialization. Well, wasn't that a good thing, all these wonderful things coming? With the age of industrialization came the ability to invent and utilize things far out there beyond your technology so that you could blow away your species. So I would say that could be an error, that it wasn't such a hot time, because like so many other things that come as gifts to you, you destroy. Now, I'm going to get home base. I was sent on a mission. Dharma will sit and say, well, why can't I be like Moses and you just bring me some tablets and I'll toss them out there? I'm really tired of typing. Well, you see, that's not the way it works. And all of those who tell you otherwise lie. You don't get truth showered on you, and you don't get wealth and riches and God showered on you. You've got to learn, you've got to choose, and you've got to earn. And I've got to guide and protect so that you don't get lost along the way. That's all I can do. I can certainly reason with some ones who think maybe if they just take Dharma out, all the rest would go swimmingly. That ain't going to happen. It isn't going to go swimmingly. And it's not her responsibility. And the truth is already there, Thomas Paine. What, 1700s? Doesn't that make you just almost sick to your stomach? How long truth has been before you? Well, why didn't somebody tell us? Why didn't somebody unplug their ears or learn to read? Oh, but I do read. I read every romance novel that Barbara Cartland puts out. So that I just don't like to read much. Why don't you put it on television for us? Well, George Burns made it to television, you know, but I doubt, well, no. Probably if I showed up, I might make it onto television, but I don't think the raves and reviews would be good. But slowly, as we evolve in truth, we now have a friend in the Californian. There's still some iffy things written in there. But this is a man who says, oh, goodness, if there is anything else, please let me know. So he tried to do an honorable job this last week on the case in Nevada. And yet even that, he had put his headline and that paper changed it. He was shocked. I don't know why anybody would be shocked, except that hardly anybody realizes the extent to which the adversary will go to keep you from having any truth. True. So it has to evolve in its own time. You cannot force the river. And every time you do, you're going to get drowned. A little bit, you know, the wet rat look. We just cannot push this river. And miracles don't cut it. Oh, you can have your angel programs and some miracles and it warms your heart and you know they're true. Magic won't do it. Doesn't sell anything to anybody. You have a hard, hard, hard society. And your children are harder. They reflect total lack of any future. No goals. They know you're all liars, cheats, and thieves of their existence. And they don't know what to do. So they shoot each other. And occasionally somebody gets in the middle and they get shot. But is it different when the conniving and scheming, supposedly intelligent learning beings do the same thing? We came here to have an institute where we could learn a little bit of truth, do some writing, make some good business ventures, have a foundation with stability for the times of upheaval and chaos. And look what happened in just this. All over gold. I tell you now, the most valuable gold you will ever have is in that colloidal solution. And yet you have to have the assets, don't you, to be able to have the tractors and the other things that are necessary to fulfill our ventures. But it's no longer going to be as it has been, where ones just drift in and demand. Well, I will even come back, one or two have told us, if I can be in charge. But I don't like being bossed around. These are also the ones that were what before they came here? Total failures. Had nothing. Lived off of others. It is not going to happen anymore. You have passed that phase. It will not happen anymore. The price has been paid. The dues have been paid. And if you want to go out there individually and get suckered into some kind of a physical bind where you're going to get, you go right ahead. You go right ahead. We'll just put into protection that which is good and we will hold it. It's over. The consequences are going to bounce back. And these same ones are going to be down. Oh, God, tell us what to do. Bullshit. You should have thought of that. And if you don't like my attitude, you better reread The Age of Reason. You do not want leadership that has no integrity. You do not want some wishy-washy mysticism telling you who to bow down to. It's up here between your ears. It's called reason. And reason in truth, with goals out there to become with God Creator at some point, will always keep you headed there. Because as the temptations come along, you're not swayed. You may say, hey, man, does that ever look good to me? But no, you know. Hey, I believe today I sure would like it that way. But the alternatives are unacceptable. When your alternatives only point you in the right direction and you can say, well, I didn't have an alternative, I had to do this. Know that you had an alternative, and if you did the wrong thing, you did it by choice. Well, I just didn't know. Well, then why didn't you know? Especially anybody dealing with us, how could you not know? You're out there telling everybody what a heretic I am, and that E.T. Well, if you don't like the E.T., go read the book and pretend I didn't write it. Because so much of what we use is like Thomas Paine. I like to plagiarize from those people. They don't fuss about it. They gave their lives to get it out there. Beware the one who will not let you use his work because he is a liar. There will be lies in his work. Or his intention was wrong, to gain glory unto himself. Over and over and over, these ones will come through. Over and over and over, ones will fall. I don't know what to do about it, but I'm tired of every time I mention somebody and their work, or welcome them here, that suddenly I have somehow ordained them into the priesthood. Vladimir Terzisky, he's a nice guy. He wrote some good stuff. He's a good investigator. But somebody bought $500 worth of books from him and he never sent it. And now he's never on the phone and all this. And so that person continually writes to us as if somehow I sanctioned this man. No, I did not, except for his work. And if we have to sort to the extent that you ones cannot think, then we don't have anything going anyway. It's going to soon be time for Gunther Rosbacher to be out. But the plan was to take him out while he was in prison. I keep waiting for feedback. So anyone getting word, you need to know in advance that he's about out of time as far as either being released or whatever. And the man is who he said he was. He is from the lineage of the Romanovs and that whole Esterhazy group. And these were the ones, I don't care what you think of czars versus non-czars, kings versus non-kings, I don't like any of them. But that was the time of the greatest experience Russia ever knew, and Bavaria, before the Freemasonic takeover of the Illuminati and the Zionist element of One World Order. And they moved into Russia. They killed the Tsar. They took over the government. And the Jewish Zionists, all of them from Jewish stock, moved in and took over the government and called it communism. Now they dissolved that because that played its time. And they called it democracy now. The Democratic Party in Russia. Well, again, I say BS. But you see, it's not so important over there now because that element, the Bolshevik element, has moved into the United States of America, and United States of America is now considered the Jewish homeland or the Israeli homeland, not Israel over in Palestine. Jerusalem is a false focus. You have the New Jerusalem. It's called New York. By the order of New York and the United Nations is the temple. And now they have industrial strength, armament, to enforce whatever comes down. Well, there are going to be a lot of people that don't like this. And whether you like it or not, Mr. Tesla did have a death ray. Tunguska is a good example of that. And he was respected in that hierarchy. What is available is going to be used. And fortunately, for what I consider my people, it's very good that some of what I consider the better-intentioned Russians have the higher supremacy in space. Does it mean they're wonderful? No. But it does mean that you might make it. The dragon will not die easily. He will eat himself and fight. You can't even tell who in Washington's at each other. But if you watch, you can certainly see that they are. Now, do you want Gingrich, whose sister is a profound homosexual, pusher, you know, rights? This is the closest sister to this fellow who is such an adroit and determined politician as to be written up as an example of a politician and run on your special news programs about his life. He loved to make history. He taught history so he could make it according to the way he wanted it to read. And they applaud him for that. And what about the Doles? Mrs. Lizzie comes up and she's somebody said something nasty about her and the Red Cross. And that it was a lie, but somebody had said she had gotten so many millions of dollars through Swiss bank accounts and some corporate venture she had, which kind of put Hillary to shame. No, they're all part of the same group of elite that got paid off out of Swiss bank accounts. And both Dole and Lizzie, in separate corporation bank accounts hidden away, they got $50 million piece. That was the going payoff rate at the time. And so now every day you're getting another congressperson who is so homesick that he's just going to go home. He isn't going to run again. That's called fifth column blackmail, right out of the Cray computers. And all I can say to you about this is that you have friends on the inside of that operation. And so we have yet to see whether or not we get reward for our patience. So may we please take a break, and then I'd like to share that picture, please. Thank you, and salute.